الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي أنزل الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، the topic as it is declared that is going to be upon the subject of علم or the importance of علم and علماء. The subject of علم is a great issue that Allah Ta'ala clarified in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, are they on same level those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge? And Allah Ta'ala differed between the ulama and the rest of the ummah in witnessing the oneness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو قائما بالقسط والملائكة وأولي العلم. شهد الله، الله تعالى witnessed himself that there is no deity worth of worship but him سبحانه وتعالى. The angels, all the angels witnessed. والملائكة, all mankind, وأولي العلم, people of knowledge, they are the witness, they are the ones who witness the oneness of Allah. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the ulama are the ones who fear Allah the most. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. The ones who fear Allah the most are the ulama from amongst his slaves. And that's why the angels are all witnessing the oneness of Allah. Why? Because they all fear Allah. Why? Because all have the knowledge, all of them have the knowledge of the oneness of Allah. Not any single angel has no knowledge of the oneness of Allah. All of them get the knowledge of the oneness of Allah. Mankind, it is different. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. Only from amongst mankind are those who have the ilm. Those who have the ilm are the ones who fear Allah the most. To know the importance of ilm, we have to come to understand the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, which is reported by Imam Bukhari and Muslim in their books and others, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل غيث أصاب أرضا، كمثل غيث أصاب أرضا فكان منها قيعان، وكان منها أجادب، فالقيعان أمسكت الماء والأجادب صبخة لا ينتفع الناس بمسك الماء لها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is giving us the example in this hadith of Abu Musa. I'm just briefing it, giving us the example of what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with, which is the ilm. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم say that the example of that is the rain. The ilm is the rain that was sent. أي نعم لو تكرم هو موجود هنا
حتى أنا مررت عليه إن شاء الله.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us the example that the ilm is like the rain, and the rain comes to different lands. One land is a salty land. It holds the water, but people cannot use. You cannot drink. You cannot use it in agriculture. So no benefit. This is the example of those who think that they have knowledge today, but they have no fiqh. As it is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the benefit of memorizing the ilm. Sheikh Albani, as one of the major ulama of today, would never mock those who have memorization of ilm. But he said something one time. A man was introduced to the Shaykh that he is, mashallah, hafiz of the Sahihain, Khari and Muslim. He said, mashallah, did nanuskha. We have another edition now for Bukhari and Muslim. Why the Shaykh said that? He wants to do tarbiyah. It's not only memorizing, it's important to memorize. Very, very important. But it is not the only thing. You need to know the fiqh of this thing you are memorizing. You know why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ. The example of those who are given the Torah, but they did not carry it. What does it mean? They did not carry it about what Allah Ta'ala wanted them to carry it. Meaning they did not understand it, they did not implement it. So the example of them is the example of the donkey. You load it, you load the donkey of books, Torah or whatever, but the donkey knows nothing about what's loaded on his back. So this is the example of those today who say that they are memorizing, but they have no understanding of this knowledge. So understanding again is very, very important. Back to the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the Shaykh Dr. Abdul Majid Allah Khair brought it out now from the book of Sahih Bukhari. Aikum as-salam. Imam Bukhari said, Babu Fadli Man Alima Wa Allam. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل الغيث الكثير أصاب أرضا فكان منها نقية قبلت الماء فأنبتت الكلأ والعشب الكثير وكانت منها أجادب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا وسقوا وزرعوا وأصاب منها طائفة أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلأ فذلك مثل من فقها في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying in this hadith, the example of guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me is like abundant rain falling on the ear, some of which was fertile soil that absorbed rainwater and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance, and another portion of it was hard and held the rain water, and Allah benefited the people or benefited the people with it, and they utilized it for drinking, making their animals drink from it, and to irrigate the land for cultivation. And a portion of it, of the earth, was barren, which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. Then that land gave no benefits. The first is the example of the person who comprehends Allah's religion, Islam, and gets the benefit from the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has revealed through me, meaning Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and learns and then teaches it to others. The last example is that of a person who doesn't care for it and doesn't take Allah's guidance revealed through me. He is like that barren land. Now, if we look into the last part of the hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ defined the example, he said that the example of the first portion, the first group, is the example of a person who gets the benefit from the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has revealed through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran and Sunnah. This in the hadith given two examples. First, the land in which that held the water, absorbed the water and brought for cultivation. Brought cultivation, so people benefited. The second is not like that, it held the water but did not change the water to any other forms. So the water stayed as pure as came from the heavens. So the people can come, drink from it, and make their animals drink and use in vegetation. These two examples, the first is the ulama, The ulama are those who absorb the water, which is the ilm, and deliver it to the people. The second is the tulab al-ilm. They are like the solid, the hard, yani, land that doesn't absorb the water and bring out vegetation, but it is a land that holds the water as it is for people to come and drink. People come and can use in vegetation. So both are good. One is better than the other. One land is better than the other. While the second part or the second group are those who do not turn to the ulama or to the ilm. Do not turn to the ilm. By the meaning that they either do not turn by learning at all, they might not go and learn, or they may go learn, but they come to be of two different kinds or qualities. One is using what he learned intentionally to corrupt the people. The second thinks that he gained ilm. خلاص, now he can be the imam. Like one in one of the countries in the West when I visited, a person who went to Medina and stayed there for a year or another and then returned back. He was in the Shu'ba, Arabic language level, alaykum as-salam. He was only studying Arabic language, even he did not finish the whole course. And he turned back to the people and showed them some Arabic that he has learned. He learned some Arabic. So people trusted him. And then he turned to tell them no need to contact any overseas scholars. They have local scholar now. This man is more dangerous to the community than poison, than pollution in the air, than anything else. Why? Because he's going to misguide the people. He's going to misguide the people. And wallahi, I don't swear for any other reason than to show you how the, I did not tell you his name, the land, but I'm telling you now. He's married to three wives. Has three wives. One of them called me and said many bad things about him. Said, subhanAllah, this is the evil of a person who did not learn or did not sit to the ulama and think that he has the knowledge. Because now he can go and read some books and come in front of the people, recite this ayat or this hadith, showing that he has knowledge. Now even his people is, wallah, we had one Arab in Mecca who really very strong in hadith, he memorized many things. But look what ended up, pride. He told of some of his students, so alhamdulillah became Salafis now. We kept advising them, but they did not listen. They say, no, you don't know this man. This man is mashallah. But later on they saw things their eyes. This man was telling his students that Sheikh Albani is imam and this and this, but everyone makes mistakes. I have books and books of mistakes of Albani. What does he mean by that? He wants to refute and criticize Albani. For what? He wants to show that he is somebody high. But Allah Ta'ala is after these kind of people. Don't be so worried about it. Allah will bring them before the Akhirah, here in dunya, will bring them clearly to the people of their evil ideas and mistakes. One of the followers of his one day told us that his sheikh came to his house and sat in the saloon. So the man served him tea, said to him, "You? Who are you?" He said, "Then what? Who?" He said, "Tell Anas to bring the tea for us." See how Now maybe somebody would say, okay, this is at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It happened that the woman said, big difference. This man's mentality is totally corrupted. He's married to two wives. One of them called one of his followers and said, Akhi, survive us, protect us, this is divan. He wants us all to sleep in one bed. See? Corruption. Later on, Allah brought him to the people. Even the shaykh who used to command them, thinking that because he took the ilm only to show off. So when he said to the ulama, Shaykh so and so, Imam said in this place, and the ulama goes back, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Because the people are attracted like that. Now maybe somebody say, oh, Shaykh so and so cannot remember the references. But see this man, MashaAllah. This is not the matter, as I told you before. Two things, the body of the ilm and the spirit of the ilm. You can't have a body without a spirit, but you cannot have a spirit without a body. You can't have a body without a spirit, you know. And the body was created before the spirit. Adam alayhi salam was lying, but no spirit until Allah Ta'ala put the spirit in it, then it moved. So you need the spirit. The body means nothing if you have no spirit. So we have to understand the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari the way it should be. We need to seek the ilm. Today especially. And if we have no time, or we have no ability to seek the knowledge, always be... It's not expected that the whole ummah become ulama. This is not possible. Even the Sahaba, not all the Sahaba ulama. We know that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu free himself only to stick to the Prophet and give the ilm. And that's why he is the Sahabi who reported the hadith of the Prophet the most. More than any others. He reported 5,000 and Kabla of hadith, Kabla 200 and something, 17. The most. While you see, Madan, Khalid Walid did not report except for very little number of hadith. So it is different from one to another, but it doesn't mean that Khalid is bad. But Khalid always stick to the haq. Always stick to the haq. Okay? So, if you are not one of those who are able to seek the knowledge, sit to the ulama, at least be with them. At least be with them. Don't isolate yourself from the field of ulama. Don't separate yourself from there. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or he said that I hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, while I am sleeping, while I was sleeping, I've been given a cup of milk. So I drank the milk until I saw the milk coming off my nails. Then I gave the cup to Umar ibn Khattab. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how did you explain this hadith? He said, this dream, he said, it's the ilm. The milk I drank is the ilm. So I gave Umar the ilm. So that's the importance of ilm. And we all remember the hadith that when the Prophet said that Jibreel brought him cup of milk, cup of wine, and he took the cup of milk. Jibreel said, you got the guidance, I've got it for your ummah. So see the milk there, the milk here, ilm here, guidance there, ilm is the guidance. Ilm is the guidance. And again, but when we say ilm, we mean two things, the body and the spirit of ilm. Not only one. Spirit, you cannot have the spirit alone. Nobody can be faqih if he's not alim. Nobody can be faqih if he doesn't have ilm. Then what, fiqh of what? As the spirit, you cannot see spirit without body. But you still can see the body without spirit. And you can see ilm without fiqh. You still can see that. However, today you can see it very clearly. Many, 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 many of those are standing to be known people of ilm, they have the body, but they don't have the spirit. Have the body. They can't stand from now until tomorrow same time reciting a hadith, reciting Quran, reciting everything. But where is the fiqh? No fiqh. As what the Prophet ﷺ said about the Khawarij, that they recite Quran better than the Sahaba. They pray better than the Sahaba or more than the Sahaba. And when I say better, I don't mean better. No. But better meaning they recite a lot of Quran. Lot of Quran. Lot of times. And they pray optional prayers very much. They fast optional fasting. But no fiqh. Missing of fiqh led them to kill Ali radiallahu anhu. Kill Uthman radiallahu anhu. Now this is the end, the result of having no ilm. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said that I hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran," and look at this hadith, ikhwan. "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihuhu fi al-din. Wa innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti. Wa lan tazal hadhihi al-umma qa'imatan ala amri Allah, qa'imatan ala amri Allah, la yadhurruhum man khalafahum hatta ya'ti amru Allah." We need to take some points from this hadith. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرٌ يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whom Allah Ta'ala wants to do good with him or to him would make him have the fiqh of the deen. Fiqh of the deen. Fiqh is understanding. It's understanding. How can I prove that? In the other hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim and others, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard me and said, "O Allah, allimhu al-kitab." Another hadith said, "Wafaqihu fi al-deen." Okay? Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Allah, give him the knowledge of the kitab, of the Quran, and give him the fiqh of the deen." Now, Abdullah ibn Abbas grew up. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Abu Bakr passed away, Umar the Khalifa. Umar took Ibn Abbas, was young, and Ibn Abbas is even younger than Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He's younger than them. And they all were students of knowledge, but one was better than the other. Ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Allah to give him the ilm of Quran, tafsir, and the fiqh of deen. So Umar ibn Khattab had Ibn Abbas in the shura. Amr ibn al-As came to Umar and said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, how come you bring Abdullah ibn Abbas in the shura while our children are similar to him, same age?" And he said, "Okay, if you said that, now listen." He gathered all the shura and he said, "What do you say about Surah An-Nasr? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا." Every one of the shura who were from the biggest sahaba, you know, the shura of Umar was Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and the like, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and Amr ibn As, kibar sahaba. Everyone gave an understanding. One said that Allah Ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ, when you see the victory of Allah, seek forgiveness. One said Allah Ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ, when you see people coming into Islam and false, then seek forgiveness of Allah. Then Umar turned to Ibn Abbas and said, "Ibn Abbas, what do you say about this?" He said, "This is the news of the death of the Prophet ﷺ." Umar ibn Khattab immediately turned to him and said, "Wallahi, walladhi nafsi biyadih, I never knew from it more than what you know from it." And then he told Amr, "For this, I selected Ibn Abbas, the fiqh, The fiqh he has, the understanding. As you see, there is this is not ilm only, because the ilm they all have it. They all have the ayat. This is the ilm. Okay, now the observation, the fiqh. They were different. Ibn Abbas had more observation than the other Sahaba. They all had correct observation, but Ibn Abbas had better and more. Back to the hadith of Muawiyah. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. This is the first part. We're finished. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. I'm only a distributor, and Allah is the one who gives. Alright? So it means that I will pass the ilm to all of you, but him, Allah Ta'ala, is the one who makes people understand or not. And that's why he did not tell Ibn Abbas, come close to me and I will give you fiqh. No. He asked Allah to give him fiqh. Okay. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَنْ تَزَالْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَائِمًا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And this Ummah, Ummah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will continue on what Allah Ta'ala sent Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with. Nothing would harm them from the issues or matters of those who oppose them until the hour comes. Amrullah here is the hour, the day of resurrection. So there will be a group of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuing the same way. Now take yourself and go to Medina, sit to Sheikh Abbad. And then go to the library in Masjid al-Nabawi and take one of the books of Muhaddithin, the old Muhaddithin, to see how they used to seek the Hadith. You will see the same vision. Oh, it's life here now. Sheikh sits, Sheikh recites the Hadith, and then he explains. You go to Mecca and visit Sheikh Muhammad Adam al-Tiyubi. And see how he teaches the students, same way. They are continuing. They are like now back to the very old centuries, beginning of days of Islam. Why? It is from Allah. The cycle will go. The wheel will keep turning until the day of resurrection. There will be a remaining of those who well, Allah Ta'ala, Allah will preserve this, the religion through them. And these people would not be affected by what the others oppose them. People who worship the graves, the walis, people who are involved in politics, these ulama would not be affected. They don't care. They don't care. If they are asked about the daily matters, they give their fatwa. But they don't stop their way for this thing. They don't change. They don't become modern scholars, as they say, modern scholars. When we want to use modern life, we use it in our life, but not in the religion. We cannot change the religion. If we want to have a modern religion, then we need to have a modern prophet. Because the religion is from Allah. We cannot make the religion. So if we want modern religion, we must have a modern prophet. And I'm afraid that one day, Valentini said that he is the modern prophet of this time, because there are many people who said that they are prophets. Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن من أشراط الساعة أن يرفع العلم ويثبت الجهل ويشرب الخمر ويظهر الزنا. from the signs of the hour and their resurrection is that the ilm is raised. How the ilm is raised? Today we see the ilm spread in the earth more than the time of Bukhari and Muslim. At the time of Bukhari, there was one Bukhari. Today you have thousands of Bukhari. Almost in every house, even in every internet cafe, you see Bukhari there. Just go there and say Hadith. Get to Google, Hadith, search, it will bring you Bukhari immediately. There you see Bukhari. Subhanallah. Then no hour then. Then there will be no hour. Because we are seeing more ilm spread. It's not the way. As you said, إن الله لا ينزع العلم لا يأخذ العلم انتزاعا من صدور ينتزع من صدور الرجال. Allah would not raise the ilm by taking it from the chest of the men. No. ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء. But Allah will take the ilm by taking the ulama. So taking the ilm doesn't mean the ilm will be raised. It means that the people who understand it will be taken away. And look at today. 7 years ago, or maybe 8 years ago, we had 4 noble imams. 4 noble imams. Those days, the youth and many others did not know the value of those ulama. They did not even care about that. But today, who is still alive from amongst them and he is honest, he can see the great corruption after they died amongst the ummah. إن الله إن من أشراط الساعة أن يرفع العلم. علم is raised. And it means the spirit of the علم. You see the علم in the books, everywhere. And now even translated in many languages. But where is the fiqh, the spirit? The body there. The body there. But the fiqh, spirit, is missing. ويثبت الجهل. Okay, look at this. ويثبت الجهل. علم is raised and جهل remains. Subhanallah. What does that mean? جهل, what is the جهل? جهل can be in many forms. We have simple جهل that people do not know. You ask him, he says, I don't know. He's جاهل, but simple جهل. We have what they call it compound jahl. It's jahl plus jahl. He's jahl, but he doesn't know that he's jahl. He's jahl, but he is jahl that he is jahl. He's ignorant, but he also is ignorant that he is ignorant. He doesn't know that he's ignorant. And then he would present himself to the people like Alim. Open any TV channel you see. Lots of them. Lots of them today. And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. He's not only jahil, and he is jahil of himself is jahil, but he even bushes his nose into the very serious and critical matters of the ummah. Like if he's somebody big, go to the TV channels and see. You will really get shocked when you see it. ويثبت الجهل. And this is what I told you, the ilm and the body. The body and the spirit. علم and the fiqh. The jahl here isn't opposite of the ilm by the meaning of information. It is here opposite of fiqh. opposite of fiqh. The information is there. Yani the simple jahil is not having the body. He doesn't have the body, and perhaps as we said, who doesn't have the body doesn't have the spirit. But the jahil, jahil murakkab, the combined jahil, is having the body, but he doesn't have the spirit. Now imagine if you are staying in your house and having a dead body there. Is it good? It's not good. It's not good. Every time you sleep, you see nightmares. Oh, the body is here. You may think that awake. You may think. So the body without a spirit, no benefit. Unless as there is yani, some sincerity to deliver it to people who knows. But to take it and think that you are alim today and start yani, interfering into the matters of the ulama, this is the problem. And a brother yesterday asked me, and even today, how can we differ between the alim and the one who is not alim? Perhaps he doesn't mean the alim and the one in the street. No, he means the alim and the one who is not alim and saying that he is alim. Very simple. The alim would teach the ilm and give fatawa and this and that. The non-alim would only give fatawa. Because it is simple, you know. It is simple to say, and I tell you something. Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, said, to show the example of alim and non-alim, said that in Syria, there was a man, yani, sitting as an imam of a masjid and teaching the people. He wanted to go for Hajj, but he doesn't want to leave the chair empty so people turn away. So he told his father, you sit in my chair and answer the questions of the people. He said, but I don't have knowledge. He said, simple. Anybody ask you, you say, this matter has two different opinions of the scholars. One yes, one no. Very simple. Very simple. So the man sat on the chair, the father of that imam. Everybody comes to him, what do you think of niqab? There are two different opinions of the scholars. One say obligatory, one say not obligatory. Go. Very easy. Very, very easy, very simple. But one day he was in trouble. A man came and said, what do you say about Allah? He said, there are two different opinions of the scholars. See, he doesn't, yani, this is a combined jahl. There's a combined jahl. And this were to lead. And today you can see the combined jahl. We saw so many people who maybe graduated from universities, but not the time you graduate from the university and take the certificate, you are alim. No, no, no. You have to spend years with the ulama. So you can. The ilm, ya ikhwan, is not only something you memorize and say. And that's why Rabi'a ibn Abd al-Rahman was an orphan 7 years old, that his mother took him from his hand to the Masjid al-Nabawi where Imam Malik is sitting teaching the people. And she said to him, listen, you sit to this man and take from him, but let first thing you take be the manner and character, the way he responds, the way he acts before the ilm. See this mother, yani mashallah, how intelligent she was. She guided her son to the important thing. It's not only the ilm. Before the ilm, you need the adab. You need the fiqh. You need these things. So you sit to the alim. And one day, one of those who are yani, thinking that they are, mashallah, Sheikh Hudayan was in Jeddah giving a lecture, and he mentioned the hadith. this young guy said, hey, Shaykh, this hadith is da'if. Shaykh looked at him and said, da'if you. You are the da'if. Sit down. And that's true. He didn't have much knowledge, but he started, mashallah, criticizing a few things. Yani after the dars, come to the Shaykh and say, Shaykh, I have a misunderstanding. I don't know this hadith. He would tell you. Maybe he has found different narration, chain of narrations, which made this hadith to be okay to use. But some people think that with little knowledge, that mashallah. So this guy remembered that this hadith he read somewhere. So he wanted to show the Shaykh that he is somebody. يرفع العلم ويثبت الجهل. And we said that jahl not necessarily to be that if you ask him about ayat so and so, he cannot tell you. He might be better than a computer. Before putting any button, he tells you where is the ayah. And maybe he tells you all the qurra and how they recited this ayah. And you ask him about the hadith, he tells you where and how the chain of relation, but no fiqh. No fiqh. So fiqh is very, very important. وَيُشْرَبُ الْخَمْرُ. From the signs is also signs of the hour, is that the wine is being served in the Muslim land. وَيَظْهَرُ الزِّنَا. And zina is openly practiced. So these are the signs. Why the Prophet ﷺ did not start by mentioning يشرب الخمر ويظهر الزنا ويقل العلم أو يرفع العلم ويظهر الجهل. He did not start with that. He started with علم and جهل, because these are the main defects. Because those sinners of drinking خمر, practicing zina, they feel that they are wrong. And inshallah, as I believe that most of us, most of the people in the mosque, were like them. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Sahaba, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Like those who used to worship idols, you, the Sahaba, were before. But Allah Ta'ala sent blessing upon you, so you return to Islam. Today, I'm sure that every one of us has black past. But alhamdulillah, Allah guided us. So those who are sins, they may come back. But the problem of those who are pride of that they are knowledgeable persons, they won't return. And that's why I saw one of them who used to tour around the world. And everyone, Shaykh so and so come, Shaykh, Fadilatu Shaykhi. Like what now... our brother غفر الله له introduced me Sheikh. That man today had a problem with those guys who used to say Fadilat al-Sheikh. Now they say ignorant so and so. What is that? Himself used to tell the people, I'm a student of Sheikh so and so. Now he refutes that Sheikh and saying, this jahil man who is called Sheikh, where's the ilm? Where's the fiqh? Where's the fiqh? The fiqh is gone. No fiqh. No fiqh. Either no fiqh or no sincerity. But sincerity we cannot judge because it is in the heart. Allah knows. But we can take the fiqh. No fiqh. You see that no fiqh. Ilm, ya ikhwan, is very, very important. Allah Ta'ala differs between animals. We all know that it is prohibited to raise doves in your house, to hold them as pets. It is also not allowed, if you have a dog for hunting, okay? If the dog run and hunt an animal because of his anger, his hunger, then you are not allowed to eat from. But if he, if you send the dog to hunt an animal for you and cut it and bring it, brought it to you, you're allowed to eat. Why? Why? The ulama said because the impure thing in the saliva of the dog, the impurity of the saliva of the dog doesn't come except if he is hungry. Okay? So when the dog goes and hunts for himself, he puts that saliva, which is impure, into the body so he cannot eat. But if he hunts because you sent it, then you can eat. As with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala differs between the dogs. And it must be a dog that is trained for hunting. If, for example, a dog that is not trained ran and killed an animal, rabbit, let's say, but did not eat it, just cut it, bite it, and left it and come. You still cannot eat. Why? Because this is not trained, did not have ilm. Did not have ilm of hunting. So you cannot eat from that hunted animal. Why? Because the dog that is used is not trained. So Allah Ta'ala differs even between the animals. Allahu Akbar, Allah. صلى على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على بارك الله على محمد وعلى آل محمد نعم. So Allah Ta'ala differ between the animals themselves, which one you can eat if it hunt, which one you cannot eat. Both are dogs. And even the times when you can eat from the trained dog when it hunt, I mean when you can eat from the hunted animal by trained dog, and when you cannot eat. Maybe, as we said, maybe it hunts for itself, because the dog is hungry, then you cannot eat from. So the ilm is very, very important. Ilm is the light. As what Allah Ta'ala said, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Allah Ta'ala guides whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to the light. What is the light? The ilm. The ilm. As it is said in the hikmah, العلم نور والجهل ظلام. Why? Because blind people who have ilm are having the light, while those who are having sighting, if they are ignorant, they have no light. And we all know that the kuffar are in dark. Even if they have sighting, even if they are in the daytime, they are in dark. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali, the supporter of the believers, those who believe. He subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them out of darkness. Through what? Through what? Is there any method that the believer has been taken? Yani, is it a ship, plane, helicopter, whatever? What is the method that the believers have taken from this side to this side? It's the ilm. It's the ilm. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا or disbelieved أولياؤهم الطاغوت. The أولياء of them are the طواغيت, شيطان and the followers of شيطان. يخرجونهم من النور. Which نور? Which light? They take them out of the light. Okay, they are kuffar. Which light? The light of fitrah. Of fitrah, that so Allah Ta'ala creates everyone on the light, on the fitrah, on the ilm. But they themselves change. But they themselves change what Allah Ta'ala created them upon, which is the fitrah, and follow the shayateen. Follow the shayateen. So the ilm is very, very important in the life of mankind. All mankind. All mankind. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the position of the person who seeks the ilm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ وَإِنَّ الْحِيتَانَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لَتَسْتَغْفِرُ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. Why? Why the angels put their wings as an indication of a pleasure of what the person doing when he seeks the knowledge? Why? Because the angels are fully obedient of Allah and they love the obedience. So when this man goes and seeks the knowledge, first he is an obedient, second he is going to bring the obedience to the others, the guidance to obedience. So this is something they love, the angels love. And even everything, even the whale and the bottom of the ocean, there will seek forgiveness for Mr. So and so who goes to seek the knowledge. How did the man know you by your name? It is by Allah. And not necessarily by name, but maybe the world would say, oh Allah, forgive those who seek the knowledge for your sake. For the sake of you. So why animals, everything? Because when you seek knowledge, you know how to deal with everything. To see The collapse of missing ilm, look at this hadith, compare it to our daily activities or the crisis occurring these days. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحَ وَلْيَحُدَّ أَحَدَكُمْ شِفْرَتَهُ وَلْيُرْحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you kill, meaning kill people in the battle, not anywhere, if you are in the battle and you kill, you have to kill in a proper way. You don't torture him. You don't make the person, you know, feel pain much. وَإِذَا and even when a person, a Muslim, hold a crime, and يعني, for example, he murders somebody, then he must be killed. So we have to kill him in a way, يعني, we finish him one time, by the sword, one time. We don't touch him, we don't hit him here and there and then, no. وَإِذَا نعم. And if you slaughter, you have to slaughter in a proper way. You have to learn how to slaughter. And you have to sharpen your knife. And you have to make your animal that you are slaughtering feel ease. Don't bring, and Isa al-Salam said, don't bring one in front of the other, making it to see the other being slaughtered. Why this will make you scared? Take this and compare it to the current affairs today, the problems today, the crisis today, to see how the Muslims have a big corruption in their understanding, have a big corruption in the ilm, have a big misguidance because they are following ignorance who never been known. Sometimes some of them never been known, never been known to any Muslim. Suddenly he became to be the hero of Islam. He's not known alim, he's not known talib al-ilm, he's not known anything. Just because he killed and murdered and the way they killed. The way they killed. Few days before I come, a friend of mine showed me movie text on the mobile of killing a press woman from Iraq. How did they kill her? Yani even the way is stupid. They removed the clothes from her, pressed, the press were naked. And even this, how come that? And then they slaughtered her like a sheep. Is that the way the Prophet ﷺ said? Or you just want to go your own? You don't care what the Prophet ﷺ said. You know what I mean? Here is the importance of ilm. Here is the importance of ilm. I know that many Muslims are emotionally affected with those guys. They may say, okay, what do you say? See the kuffar what they're doing. We don't deal with the people the way they do. No. We deal with the people the way we learn. That's the benefit of ilm. That's the benefit of ilm. Otherwise, is there anybody who has a doubt that the kuffar are ignorance? They are all ignorance. They have no any piece of ilm of our deen. But if we are going to copy them and imitate them and the way they act, then we and them are the same, on the same boat. We all are jahal. We have to differentiate between ourselves and them. We are people of knowledge. We are higher. We should not go down. We should keep up with the scholars, with the ilm. That is the level of Muslims. When you lower yourself, you become worse than them. Because you know and you disobey for your desire. That's all what I have about this issue. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وجزاكم الله خير for your attendance and for your يعني participation in this lecture. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to benefit me and you out of it, and make us all the time guided, all the time with the prophets and those who believe, with the scholars. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.